Okay, Lenny. We've got Lenny here.
Yeah,
Lenny,
hi.
Are you there? Yeah,
yes,
hi.
I am. Hi. Okay, I've recently made a lifestyle change, and I hired a personal trainer, so I've been going doing weight training exercises 3 times a week, and he's advised me to do cardio exercises 5 times a week.
Perfect.
And after close to a month of all this, I'm not seeing even as much as a pound difference on the scale, and
right.
I'm exhausted to boot.
Right, you're overtraining. You're overtraining.
Okay.
So how many exercise sessions are you doing? You're doing 3 resistance and 5 cardios, is that right?
Yeah.
Did you have any rest days at all?
Yeah, I have 2 rest days from exercise, and I'm on a nutrition plan that, you know, it's just
what I'd like you to do,
do you have
my book, Lenny?
Yes, I do. I have your book.
Okay, I'd like you to. Okay, what I'd like you to do is I would like you to read. I'm just opening the book now because they changed the chapters on me. I'd like you to read chapter 16. Positive stresses.
Okay.
In chapter 16, it talks about overtraining. Overtraining elevates your cortisol levels, which is the same thing that sleep apnea does, which is the same thing that dieting does, which makes your body want to be fat. And they've done studies with athletes at the University of Colorado, cross-country skiers, where they'd lose weight until the exercise became so much they actually started gaining weight. It's called overtraining. And overtraining will activate your fat programs. So what you need to do, and I talk about in Chapter 16, is learn how to use exercise to make your body want to be thinner. The type of exercise that makes you want to be thinner is the type of exercise that simulates running away from a predator. And that's not – if a bear jumped out of the woods and started chasing you, you wouldn't go for a 40-minute stroll. Right?
Right.
You would move.
Right.
You would move with all your might for 10, 20, 30 seconds until you escaped. And that's – the stress that makes your body want to be thinner. The other stress is great because it burns calories and it creates circulation and flow and all this stuff. And if you're looking at the level of calories in, calories out, it makes sense. But you have to look at a higher level. How fat or thin does your body want to be? And if you're doing the specific type of exercise that makes your body want to be thinner, then the rest of it takes care of itself. It all becomes very organic. You don't have to force yourself to eat less because your body wants to be thinner. So
right.
reread that chapter.